we want to shoot
Coach,
first?
Would you obviously not hear?
Yeah. Just a precautionary thing, and there's a couple of players that aren't here for, you know, certainly they don't need to be excused today because it's not a mandatory thing, but there's a few players here that had some things they had to get taken care of, and Wesley was one of them.
You expect them all to be here coming up this weekend?
In the minicamp?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's mandatory minicamp, so we're hopeful that everybody's will be here in town and participating in the minicamp.
What about terrain? Is he...
Same thing. Ryan's, you know, got an injury that, you know, we're not ready to go yet. As soon as he's healthy and ready to roll, then he'll be out here with the rest of them.
He was dressed up. And...
Yeah, he's over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing a few exercises and all that, but that's still part of his rehab, but it's coming along.
Can you talk about Brandon Stokely? I apologize if anybody's asked you this.
That's all right.
The role that you see him playing, I mean, he's obviously a veteran guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk about the role you see him playing.
Very, I mean, in our offense, we use a lot of three receiver sets, some four receiver sets, and Brandon certainly is a veteran player that has done a lot of great things in this league and fits really well into our system, what we do, and what he's going to do in it. So. He should play a big role in our offense, and not just necessarily on third down. He could play on first and second down in the red zone, 2 minute, you know. And he showed very well for himself so far through the passing camps that we've had. So I'm excited for Brandon to fill that role.
How much have you admired him from afar, just watching him over the years?
He's been a pain in the butt from afar, really, from when we were playing against him in Indy, and then, you know, we had an opportunity to play against him when he was here. So he's always been one of the best third down receivers in the league in terms of just getting open past the sticks and converting and keeping the offense on the field. So I look forward to coaching him. He's a great person. I've really enjoyed having the opportunity to teach him, you know, some of our stuff, and he's got a great attitude.
He's always fiery, competitive on the field.
Oh, yeah.
You see that out
all
here.
The time. Yep. Every time he's got a great attitude, and you know, he's a good person for some of our younger players to emulate.
How valuable was someone like Jamar Gaffney be when you have a three receiver set, and having worked with you and know you?
Jabbar can play really anywhere. That's one of the, it's a tribute to him because, one, he's worked his butt off to get to that point where he knows everything. He's a very smart player. If somebody else is misaligned, Jabbar will line up in their spot and know what they're supposed to do and take care of whatever he needs to take care of. And he's a very, very good player, too. He's been very productive, you know, in the red zone, in the playoffs, done a lot of great things in his career, and he's another great person that you know, you like to have on your football team that you can count on and depend on every day, and he comes here every day ready to work, and he's done a great job for us so far.
Josh, did you have a good time kind of interacting with the
family? That was great. I've never had any experience like that before, and to be able to meet people. I met people that drove from New York and Wyoming and Washington, D.C., and, you know, coming from everywhere to support this team and this organization, and what a thrill it was for me to have an opportunity just to meet them. I know they may have been excited to meet some of us, but I know I was excited to meet a lot of the fans and met some of the people that I guess have been really mainstays here in Denver for a long time. So it was a thrill for me.
How's the reception been for you around town? I mean, I know you spend a lot of time here, but just when you're out and about and, you know, people seeing you for the first time, because obviously Mike was here for so long, and I guess it's still in town, but just what's it like?
I think it's been great. I mean, I, you know, I haven't got out too much because I've been here a lot, and you know, and when, you know, when my family ends up out here finally all together, which I'm looking forward to very much, we'll be out obviously a lot more, but you know, and when I've been out to dinner or you know, gone here or there to Target, you know, people seem to be very receptive, and you know, it's been great when I've run into people that have actually recognized me.
Coach, what's the one thing about Champ, about defense side, that now you get to see him up close and personal? Is there anything that particular says, well, I didn't realize that about him, or that's really good about him?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, playing against him, you always just said, you told the quarterback, it was kind of, he makes it easy. You just tell the quarterback, don't throw over there. You know, so the rules for the week are fairly simple, and he's kind of lived up to the billing here in these camps. And he's doing his job on every play, and he's a very dangerous player. If you're going to throw over there, you better make sure that you run a good route and make a good throw, because he's going to be somewhere close to the ball. So he really stood out in terms of the way he's practiced. He's got a great work ethic. Some of those things you don't have an opportunity to know before you get an opportunity to coach the player. So, you know, for Champ to stick out and stand out like that as a veteran player like he is, you know, it's just been great to see.
And his play, does that just make it that much easier for you guys, to, you know, for the scheme that you're running for your defense?
Sure. I mean, you know, anytime a player, you know, of his caliber is playing to that kind of an elite level, then, you got a chance to, you know, put him on somebody and feel pretty good about the matchup. So hopefully when Champ's lined up against somebody this year, most of the time the matchup would be in our favor. And you know, if he plays that way, then that obviously will help our defense.
Is there something the quarterbacks aren't grasping as quickly as you thought?
Not really. You know, there's certain things that certain parts of the offense or the system that take time. You know, that's really all it is. And we're at the ninth passing camp practice or ninth OTA day. So there's certainly things that they're doing better. They made improvements in two things that we were really looking forward to seeing them make improvements in today. And both of them did that, which was good.
And what was that?
You know, our five-man empty protection systems that we put in, not too many practices ago. They both made improvements there and got some blitzes picked up, you know, and that's really on the quarterback. The quarterback has to send the line one way or the other. And, you know, they both made some strides there, and they continue to do that every day. There's things that they keep getting better at, and that's all we're out here for.
Does Champ remind you of the playoff game when he took you guys off?
No, we haven't talked about that too much. If he did remind me of it, I'd remind him that he got caught by a tight end, though. So, no, we haven't talked about that, but that play is kind of somewhere in the back of my head that I don't really want to bring up too many times.
Josh, you mentioned mandatory camp starts Friday. Do you have any update on whether or not to expect Brandon Marshall?
Well, we would expect Brandon to be here. We expect all of them to be here. And we're looking forward to, you know, having our full team here and, you know, full participation and in whatever capacity that may be. We have some injured players, obviously, that can't do that right now, Brandon being one of them. But we would look forward to him being here.
Yep. Be disappointed if he doesn't?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's a mandatory camp, so you never want to have to deal with, you know, players that aren't there for something that, you know, the league says we can make mandatory. So we're looking forward to all of them being here.
Coach, when you got hired in January, did you think by June you'd be the second longest tenured coach in the city of Denver?
That is true. No, I didn't. I did not. But I tell you, it's been interesting. I got to go see a couple Nuggets, you know, games and the fans and the way the community kind of rallies around the sports team that is really playing at that time of the year is really kind of special, and I'm looking forward to being here and being around that for a long time.
Growing up in the birthplace of football, how do you feel about possibly advertisements showing up on practice uniforms? I mean, football is such a pure sport to people like you. To see that, is that just the way we're going? Is that just
business? I don't know. I haven't really thought about that. There's a lot of things that have changed in the game. I mean, when I was younger, we didn't have instant replay and didn't have those kind of things either. So the game changes, but I think ultimately it stays, you know, true to its core. And some of the things that make football are never going to change. And there's some other things that I'm sure that people that really are the caretakers of this game and the NFL, you know, they decide to make those decisions, and we just roll with them. So I'm sure there'll be changes every year that we're not allowed to use a wedge either on a kickoff return this year, which is a new rule. So, you know, we're adapting to certain things on and off the field, and we just got to roll with whatever it is.